This is JIS News. Coming up, government seeks to expand overseas employment program. 30 schools in Region 2 being repaired for new school year and financial market symposium to be staged in downtown Kingston. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Testing microphone check. You see me? Yo! This is Tyrus Riley, singer, entertainer, artist, songwriter, musician. I stayed in school, and because I stayed in school, I learned how to read music, write music. You know what I mean? You need school to start before you go anywhere else. That part help you achieve your goals. Music, we say, and school, we say.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security Program of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
Now the news. More Jamaicans will receive employment opportunities in Canada and the United States as the government seeks to expand the overseas employment program. Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the move comes as demand for skilled Jamaicans continues to grow in Canada and the United States. He adds that the Canadian farm work program should see growth of 10 to 15% this year.
The same goes for the United States, where we were down a couple years ago. But the numbers are creeping up again, and we expect to see, based on some new legislation that President Obama is trying to get through the Congress and the Senate, if those legislations are approved, then it will mean additional opportunity for us here again in Jamaica. So there is going to be growth. There's no doubt about that. And even without that, it has started.
Minister Kellyer was speaking during a meeting with representatives of Caribbean Airlines to formalize agreements between the airlines and the ministry for transportation of Jamaican farm workers to USA and Canada. The Ministry of Education is working assiduously to complete repairs to more than 30 schools in Region 2 in time for the upcoming school year. Region 2 comprises schools in St. Thomas, Portland, and St. Mary. The institutions have been in need of major repairs since the passage of Hurricane Sandy last year.
We are hard-pressed at this time to find all the money. I'm glad to say that the Jamaica Defense Force has offered some technical and manpower assistance in helping us to do this in some parts. We are asking the HeartTrust NTA, who have a strong technical capacity, to do the same. And we are getting good support from alumni associations and other voluntary organizations to help.
Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. The Education Ministry is in discussions with several local and international partners regarding investment opportunities which can be created within the education sector. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the ministry has received several proposals from financial houses, both local and foreign, that are anxious to invest in Jamaica's education sector.
And we are prepared under the aegis of the Development Bank of Jamaica and in consultation with the World Bank and the Ministry of Finance to engage in such processes so that we can use private capital prudently to build out the many thousands of places that are required to improve our quality.
Forging these partnerships will result in the construction of new schools and the expansion of existing ones. The education minister says this will ultimately lead to the elimination of the shift system in schools across the island. And a major financial market symposium and fair is to be staged downtown Kingston later this month. The three-day event is being hosted by the Jamaica Deposit Insurance Corporation, JDIC, in partnership with the BOJ, the Financial Services Commission, the Jamaica Stock Exchange, and the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC. Speaking at the media launch of the event held at the KSAC Thursday, Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brownburg, commended the decision to stage the event in downtown Kingston.
We have been on a drive to bring people downtown. And so anything that brings people downtown, and particularly in St. William Grand Park, is something we want to welcome.
The symposium will be held at the BOJ Auditorium on August 29, while the fair will be held at the St. William Grand Park from August 30 to 31. That was the JIS News. I am Carnine Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.